laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
That was a theme yesterday. We had a bit of a morning show field trip, if you will.
Yes, we did.
As we're getting ready to do something special for Halloween. And so, luckily enough, our friends at Party America hooked us up with some costumes. So we could get our costumes together for some trick-or-treat fun on Halloween.
And because it's fall break, if we're going to do anything, I have four kids to bring with me.
Yes, we had to juggle that.
I told you it wasn't going to be a good time.
I didn't have a problem with
that. I thought it was fun.
Great. Yeah.
I told you bringing four children into a store where they're not supposed, where they're going to want to touch literally everything doesn't end well.
When you say that, it makes me laugh because I think, JP, you might have been in trying on your outfit at the time, but Lauren like steps out of one of her outfits. She's like, so what do you think? And then her son runs up and just starts yanking all on this thing and like pulling it off of her. And then she's like, stop it. And then she like pulls it back up so it's not totally off her. And then he grabs the back of it and starts pulling it up. So then like, poor Lauren, like you were getting assaulted by your son.
Yes.
And it was hilarious.
Yes, in the middle of Party America. Yeah. I'm sorry, people of Party America. I think I was naked in your store yesterday.
The only regret I have is that I didn't get my camera out
right,
fast
to be
enough.
Able to catch it.
Yeah. No, that I was baby up on sure, because then I had all three of the four in the dressing room with me, and I was yelling at them in the dressing room thinking, oh my God, you guys are definitely taking audio.
I should have been. I didn't think of it.
We were focused. You were focused on really making sure your costume
was hard to get awesome. On. There was a lot of stuff
of
going on there.
No, but it was a constant running stream of, no, don't lick that. No, give me my pants. No, don't open the door. I'm not wearing pants. Or, you know, that kind of thing constantly. Don't touch your brother. Don't touch your brother. Stop touching your brother. Stop touching.
It was awesome.
Just ignore her. Like, yeah.
It was to be honest with you, it made me super happy because my wife likes to tell me all the time, and she's in the car right now. She likes to say all the time, we'll go to your house. And your kids behave so well when we come over.
What house are you in?
She's always like, why are Lauren's kids so perfect? What are we doing as parents that we're screwing up? Because our kid's a terror.
What?
And you're not perfect. And it's awesome.
What?
It made me so happy.
I never claimed to be.
Oh, you have little angels. And then now,
I swear to
Baby
God,
Hulk
you guys
is angry.
Must be visiting some other home when you think you're visiting me.
It's awesome because Baby Hulk's getting super angry. Your youngest.
Yes,
and then
three.
Sarah is full of sassafras.
Oh my God.
Holy moly. And the best part is, she's like a tiny version of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like little mini me from Austin Powers. It's a lot like that. And you guys give each other the same look back and forth, and it's a battle. And it's so funny because you've been doing this longer, but she's got youth on her side.
Yeah, that's true.
And she has got a lot of sassafras.
She hasn't been beaten down by the world
yet. No.
I do have to say, I tried. I tried to save you from all of the Luke screaming.
Oh my gosh, Luke, he decided he needed to try on costumes.
Right.
Even though he has a costume at home, we purchased a costume already.
Which is cat, what is it?
Catboy.
Catboy, man.
From PJ Masks.
PJ Masks. That's cool.
But, and then Luke is getting not as good at being told no.
Yeah.
And he had a screaming, crying meltdown, and I had to drag him through Party America.
Well.
Going, no!
See, the thing is, and maybe it's just because I've done this before with a screaming Serena when she was this age. I had the Luke Whisperer action going on because I let him try on the Batman costume, which
but then
didn't
you had
fit
to take it off him.
But it had to go off him. And I was like talking to him. He's like, I don't want to be Catboy. I go, well, maybe we can look at the Batman later on. We'll go look around. He's like, and he was pretty calm about it.
Yeah.
And then you said something about, no, you've got a costume Catboy. And that fired him up.
Man, it's like, you stink, JP. Good, you bad.
We could have gotten out of the store without him even. It's like, no, oh yeah, no, we're going to go look for it. Oh yeah, we'll
so
go look for
him.
It.
So lie to him?
You mislead.
Give in and then
mislead.
Lie to him.
You
mislead.
Just promised him another costume.
I didn't
I'm
promise.
Not buying him
I
another
said,
costume.
I said we could look around.
There are
said,
two types of parents in this world. There are the ones that will lie to their children just to get them to shut up and give in to them. And there are the ones that will try to be tough on them and say no. No, you will not.
We could have moved that screaming fit outside instead of in the store.
And by being tough on him, you will wear the other costume you begged for that I purchased for you.
Of course. The best part of the whole trip the best part is we're trying to buy our costumes, and your daughter is, again, full of sassafras, and she's just like you. And I didn't look, but I hear next to me, all I hear for a solid 3 minutes is, Sarah, look at my eyes. Sarah, look at my eyes. Sarah, Sarah, Sarah.
Look at my eyes.
Sarah, look at my eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Look at my eyes. Sarah, my eyes. My eyes are right here. Look at my eyes, Sarah. I have something important to tell you, and you obviously don't want to hear it, so look at my eyes, Sarah. My eyes. They're right here, Sarah. Sarah, my eyes. That was 5 minutes. It was crazy.
I'm like,
here trying not to laugh, so I'm looking at like all the balloons. Yeah. My eyes, Sarah. My eyes are right here. Look at my eyes.
She kept pulling. There was a whole rack of tiny stuffed animals, and she was pulling them all out to hold them all. And I needed her to stop that because we were trying to pay and leave.
Coming from what JP just said, you should have looked her right in the face and said, Sarah, I'm going to totally let you do that in about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pay here, and then I'm going to let you tear all of these things off the wall. No big deal. It's game on, and then I got to pay, and then you just grab her and run out the door.
Exactly.
Nope. No, so, I will win. I will win.
Thank you to Party America for your patience with us.
Sorry, Party America.
Oh, you don't have to apologize.
It was awesome.
They deal with kids all the time.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Also, I wish I'd have got video of your son, like, totally trying to, like, basically tear your clothes off you in the middle of the place. It was hilarious.
There are, when meltdowns happen in public, and all parents know what I'm talking about, there are two types of people. There are the people who look at you like you are the world's crappiest parent. What is wrong with you? And then there are the people who smile and nod and laugh with the, I'm just glad it's not mine right now face.
Good try, Mrs. Perfect. It's all good.
Oh my God, I never clapped. Why did I ever
JP,
claim that?
Lauren and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.